folks, Herb Anderson here. Welcome to season 6. You know, I partnered up this season with Full Rise because we are in some crazy times, right? We have inventory shortages, we have an unstable vehicle value landscape, and we have high demand. So we've had to become better at alternative-based selling. And one of the ways that we can do that is by actively studying our consumers' behavior on our website and being able to follow up with them in a more intelligent manner. Because we don't have inventory right now, offering alternatives based on what customers are really interested in buying is crucial. And Four Eyes can really help you do that. It even gets better than that. By actively tracking website behavior, Four Eyes can improve your customer communication process through a series of intuitive email campaigns tailored to what vehicles your customers are engaging with. Look, it's a win-win. Click the link in the description of this episode to start your 60-day trial.
Welcome to the show. We hope you have a blast. Thanks for making time for the Dealer Talk podcast. Another business leader, here's a penny for your thoughts. This ain't a regular conversation, baby. It's that Dealer Talk. Yeah.
What up? Welcome to another episode of the Dealer Talk podcast. This is your host, Herb Anderson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Man, is today going to be an interesting session. It's going to be a great session, but definitely something that we haven't done much of here at the Dealer Talk podcast. And we're going to have a guest that's not really in the car business, but it's definitely going to have a lot to say and a lot of impact. So make sure you tune in to this whole episode. Without further ado, my guest for today is Mr. William Hollis. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, brother? It is an honor to be on the show, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. This is so cool. I'm super excited to have you on here. It's a little bit of a different take than what we normally do. Yes, but sir. I think that this is going to be a really good interview, and I'm hoping people really get a lot out of it.
Absolutely. Definitely will.
Right on, man. So this is what we do here. We kick things off with a background. I know people know who you are, but just for the car business, like, you know, and you have such a great, impactful, powerful story, man. Just tell us a little bit about you, man.
Well, you know, I'm a kid from Pontiac, Michigan. Grew up, mother struggled with drugs, father, career criminal, bounced around as a kid and really was trying to figure out who I was as a young man. I truly had to literally bump my head, trial and error, to learn in life. And I just know that if I didn't go through the things that I went through as a youngster, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. And I probably wouldn't ever have the opportunity to be on such a great podcast as yours.
Thanks, man.
But yeah, King, my background is like a lot of inner city kids, stories, trying to learn what it is to be a man without having a lot of them around, you know, teaching ourselves everything. And my childhood just made me who I am. From me always wanting to take care of my mother, always wanting to save her life, always wanting to give her a better life. That heart and that drive that I had for that woman is what gave me the heart and the drive that I have for the world now when it comes to inspiration and helping to inspire people. I almost tell people, like, when the Most High took my mother away, he promoted me to a higher job, and he knew I had the heart built for it because I already had the intentions, right? And my intentions was always pure. And so now that I'm in this lane of inspiration and doing what I'm doing, it's really showing who I am. I'm literally thriving and growing and becoming who I am of just being who I am. And, you know, that's a small piece of, you know, where I come from, man, just humble beginnings.
Yeah, man. And I love that because I think that that's so relatable in the car business, man. Like a lot of people, or the majority of the people, end up in this business out of necessity, right? That's just a fact. Like, nobody really wakes up and says, I want to be a car salesman. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't, that's just not the way that it goes in the industry yet. Hopefully we'll change it. We'll make it cool, and we'll make people want to, like, really join it on purpose. But, I kind of want to tap into that because there's a part of your story that's pretty powerful, and one that really hit home for me. And it was at a point in your life when you made that decision. You were, you know, like, you were contemplating like ending it, right? And you kind of have this moment of I don't want to say clarity, but you have this moment of where you made a decision, right? Yes. And you said, I'm not going to go in this direction, I'm going to go in this direction. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that, and what was it about that experience that made you say, no, I'm going to keep going?
You know, it was really like, it really was, it was a God thing. I got asked to come volunteer and speak into a school to a group of five young men. And when I went to go speak and I spoke to them, within 5 minutes, they were in tears, man. And as I walked back to the hotel, after telling my story, it was the first time in my life really talking about my traumatic experiences. And I learned, like, man, telling your story really, like, if you really sat down and just tell your story, you know, to a group of people or to yourself, it can break you down on how much you really endured and what you came through. And that was one of those days. And I was walking back to the hotel, man, getting ready to blow my brains out. And I got a phone call 5 minutes before I got to the hotel and said, how much are you charged to speak? So what happened, what saved me, man, was a teacher. It was a school. It was people. And that's why I tell people I never chose motivational speaking. It chose me. Mm-hmm. It saved my life. That's why I never really love when people come to me like, oh, William, you saved my life. You say, no, man, the feel is mutual. You saved my life because you listen. I wasn't a multi-million dollar man. I wasn't all these big things when I became a speaker. I was just an everyday man dreaming big and wanting to become something and just wanting to, you know, have what a real rich man has. And then I tell people, the richest man in the world to me is that man that comes home to a dinner table, a beautiful family. Is something he built. That's one of the richest men in the world. And that's the man that's abundant. And when you talk about cars, it's funny, in my story, I have sold cars before from Strivers.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Strivers Ford in Montgomery.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, I was trained by a guy named Dan LaCrone. And I was just coming out of college. I had some difficulties, and Dan LaCrone had invited me in the office. He taught me everything about sales. He taught me how, hey, Will, don't go to the man, go to the wife. You want to talk to the wife, baby. Learn your product.
Right on, man.
Learn your product knowledge. People do not buy product. They buy people, William. Yeah. They buy people. So my onion is thick, man. I have a lot of training, and the car industry taught me this. And this is the same mentality I have when it comes to motivation. And it's so crazy you said that.
That's awesome, man.
I'm about to tell you, bro, that the car industry made me so hungry. It taught me the benefits of being up early, being prepared, never being lackadaisical, and always staying on your game. And I used to set them, it was almost like pit bulls standing out, like standing at their cages. And as soon as they start, they unleash.
Yeah.
And to me, it was a natural habitat, but I learned, I got my butt spanked by some of the goats. They got some goats in there. They got some legends in there. And, you know, back then, you used to have to go in and do the financing and stuff by yourself. It was kind of like outdated. And I was terrible at that. So I used to have to split money with some of the other workers. They can help me do the financing. But now they got it all for me. They got all that stuff for you now. I was a hell of a salesman, man.
Now this interview just took a different turn. I didn't know that you sold cars. Yes, that's awesome.
Man, yes, man.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
I remember I'm trying to remember the truck that was popular. It was like the Ford Ranch
Ranger.
It first came out. I don't know what year that was, but it was major. Everybody wanted to get that truck, especially in the Montgomery, Alabama area. So
right on, dude. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah, man. No, this is a great industry, man. Like you can really come here and work your way all the way from a porter to
100%.
General manager. You know what I mean?
And I tell people in the car industry, it's a trainer for life. It prepares mm-hmm. you for life. It teaches you how to deal with a multitude of individuals, different flavors, different. A car salesman is the ultimate. And I talk about it in my book, The Best Gifts Come From the Bottom. I feel like a lot of salesmen can talk and sell, but they don't know how to scale it. They don't know how to talk to a major group of individuals. And if they find their lane and learn the proper steps to do it, they'll be all making what they make on a lot in a year in one speech at an event. It's all about like that's why I tell people, it's all about, man, you gotta take that thing that you're very good at and you gotta scale it. You gotta teach it. Cause right now education is needed. Mm-hmm. Like a car salesman, you don't see a guy on YouTube teaching every day. This is how you sell.
Yes, sir.
Massive amounts of cars every day, giving them tips, giving them clues that nobody in the industry will give them. You got that? That's where the itch is at. That's where the meat is at. And I tell everybody, man, like me, I'm a huge fan of the car industry. Dan the Crone is a man that I would thank for the rest of my life because I had no car salesman experience, and he just saw something in me. He knew that I had the ability to communicate, and he knew that if I learned the product knowledge, the rest is history.
And that's
half the battle in the car industry. You learn that product knowledge, baby, you won't fumble. It's just like a playbook, he used to say, Will. If you know the playbook, you're not going to step left when you got to step right, baby. You're going to know exactly where to go. So as soon as you know the product knowledge, you know your playbook, and now you can just play the game.
That's right.
Now you can play the game, baby. Just play the game. Absolutely.
So, talking, kind of going back to that moment, right? Like I want to really emphasize the mindset because there's something that happened in your story. When I hear it, the message that I get is that you're in this place, right? And this thing, just kind of like you said, you went there to talk just to some kids. You didn't know that was going to be the moment that changed for you, right? But when you were in it and you were talking, did you feel something? Like, was there something, or did you just blank out and you were in this state of flow where you were like, okay, it just kind of happened?
I think it was like, it was almost like, man, I stepped into my destiny, man. It felt like a defining moment in my life. It was like that, I belong here. Like, this is the space I want to be in for the rest of my life. And I never stopped speaking, man. I just never stopped talking. I kept going. I stayed consistent. I kept moving till I grew into one of the top youngest speakers in the world. And one of the biggest of this generation. And a lot of people don't understand what I'm building, man. I'm building something so powerful because I'm building it I'm not trying to get to the top and then help people. I'm trying to take people to the top with me. You feel me? And I really want people to be happy. I want people to be able to feed their families. I want people to have financial freedom. I want to help the homeless more. I want to do so much for humanity, man. And it's going to take a multitude of great individuals that think about humanity more than they think about their dollar bills, their fancy cars, and their boats. Because I tell people, when you die, man, ladies and gentlemen, that shit means nothing, man. None of this stuff means nothing. We can't take it with you. A lot of people in life right now are complaining about where they are. And the reason why they are where they are because they focus on all the things outside that they think holding them back, and they never focus on the you factor. Mm-hmm. It's you. The key to a successful in a changed life is you. The major key is you. So I tell everybody, you wondering why life is not going well, why your sales is not up, why you're not selling cars, because first of all, you don't love what you do. And any man that don't love what he do will never make a dollar off it. And it's just like a girlfriend, baby. If you don't consistently love her, give her them flowers. Make sure you tell her that she's beautiful. Make sure you tell her that that outfit is nice. If you don't love it, it will not love you back. And you will have to want somebody else love the love of your life for the rest of your life. So you got to understand that. That's what this is all about. Man, it's all about a want to. Everything sales is all in one umbrella. It's all one umbrella, and it all comes down to one thing: product knowledge. If you know how to speak, you can sell some cars. But if you don't know how to speak and think And study, you won't sell no cars.
Right.
It's more than just speaking. It's more than just talking. If I would have stayed in the speaking industry and I had the life I had, I probably would have been one of the best damn car salesmen in America. Fuck that, in the world. I know
this. Right on. I like
that. You know what I mean? I know this. But the thing about it was that wasn't my calling. But if somebody was to come and tell me to come in a room and train a room for a car salesman, I have their ass running through sheetrock before I end the meet. That's just what I do. You know what I mean? That's my main focus, man. Is just inspiring people to, in whatever they do, to fucking dominate it and go after their heart every day, man. That's what we got to focus on, because we only got a moment on this earth. We don't got forever.
Yes, sir. One of my favorite sayings or you know, personal motivation pieces is, dude, you're going to be dead longer than you're going to be alive, right? So yes. I mean, you know, just make the most of it while you're here, you know. Yes. Nobody knows what happens after, right? So you might as well just go for everything while you're here.
Absolutely.
So you said something right now that caught my ear, dude, and I want to expand on that. You said that the success is you, right? The only ingredient, the only tool that you need really for your own success is yourself. And I totally agree with that 100%.
Yes.
And you were in this place, right? And you had that epiphany, right? Like, this is what I want to do. I found it. But dude, yes, from there to today, that's a chasm of like, you know, what would you say to somebody that's in that place where they're like, let's make it specific to the car business. Somebody gets in and they're like, dude, I love this. I want to do this the rest of my life, but it's day one for them. Mm-hmm. How do you get them to see where they're going to be, you know, when they're at the other end, so that they can do the actions and the behaviors today that are going to allow them to get there?
Well, the first question I ask them is, are you prepared to increase your value? That's the first question I ask. Are you prepared to work tirelessly to increase your value? And the reason I say value, because value is everything in everything we do. If you increase your value, your price goes up.
Right.
It's all about increased value. Yeah. And talking to individuals, they got to understand that the attention is not going to come overnight. You're going to have to go through the nights where you create motivation. And sometimes you want to invest in a pizza, or you want to invest in a studio session to lay this speech down. You got to make a decision, sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm not the motivational speaker that's never going to blow smoke up your ass and tell you that you can be all you can be, because you will not if you won't be what you're supposed to be. Because this world is not going to give you anything. You're going to have to fight for this. And something I would tell them is, right now the world is missing real. Everything is a facade. You see, when you have millions of dollars and millions of dollars, you can pretend to be anything you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when you broke, ladies and gentlemen, even if you pretend, eventually we're going to find out.
You're going to get exposed, bro.
Yes. That's why I like it.
Now more than ever, businesses need more efficient sales. That's why thousands of dealerships trust 4Eyes to help with things like automated inventory email updates and ensuring all of your leads get into the CRM. To try 4Eyes for free, visit 4Eyes.io/dealertalk. That's 4Eyes.io/dealertalk.
That's why I like to build my team for people at the bottom. I like people that's hungry. I like people that come from nothing. I like people who appreciate the craft of whatever we do. And I tell every speaker that want to get into this industry, you got to appreciate the craft. You got to appreciate the craft and what it takes. The Earl Nightingales, the Jim Rohns, the Les Browns, the Tony Robbins. One of my favorites. I can't forget his name. Man, he's one of my favorite. Oh, he's one of my favorite.
Zig Ziglar.
He's one of them as well.
He's great, yeah.
This guy was actually a preacher, man. Miles. Oh, my God, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I'm going to skip it. I'm going to send it to you. But this guy.
Yeah, text it to me and I'll put it in the show notes.
He got the speech on the lions and the gazelle.
Oh, isn't that Is it Eric? Eric E. E. Jones?
No, that's not. No, not E. T. Thomas. Not E. T.
No, it's not E. T. Right.
Not Eric Thomas. I'm gonna send it to you in the notes. We'll get.
Yeah,
it to
we
you.
Got. Now we got to put it in the show notes so that people know who you're talking about. But absolutely, dude, that speech is right. Like that thought right there is so money, right? Like, dude, like yes. Perfect sense.
Yes. But yeah, but, man, that's the. I'm a student of the game, man. I believe if you take a little bit of all the greats, it'll make you the greatest, man. I really believe that.
But yeah, but you said something, and I caught your interview with Tom. And you said something that got me thinking, right? Or he asked you a question about why don't you read or something like that, like other people's stuff. And you said, because if I do that, then I'm paraphrasing, right? But you said, I'm going to kind of poison my own thoughts, my own stuff, yeah. What I have inside to offer. Yeah. And that got me thinking got me on this path of, well, can you really be motivated by another person? Because you have your own internal motivation because you have the experiences that are unique to your life, right? And you can go back into that and pull from it anytime you want. And that's the beauty of pain, if you will, or the beauty of suffering, because it's unique to you. And whenever you need that, you know, whenever you need that extra boost, you can always go to that place and pull from it.
Yes.
But can you really do that with somebody else? Like, I mean, I hear your stuff all the time, like when I work out and stuff, or when I go for a run or whatever, and that it gives me jacked and it gets me pumped for that moment. But when it comes to like doing something like, you know, big, I feel like I have to rely on my own personal darkness, if you will, to get the stuff that I need. Right. I mean, do you agree with that or?
I believe, like I said, I tell everybody, no motivational speaker on this planet is no messiah. We are simply alarm clocks reminding you of the greatness you have. Keywords, reminding you of the greatness that's already inside of you. That greatness that you're going to do is with you. Nobody wants, I tell people, I don't want credit for people's greatness, but I would love to be loved for reminding individuals of their greatness. And that's a great job to have. You know what I mean? And that I'm getting older and growing into the speaker that I am, I'm doing stuff that I got my album about to go platinum. I'm a motivational speaker with a spoken word album going platinum in literally awesome. Probably a couple months. But I got a gold album and a platinum album on the way. So I'm doing things that's unheard of in the industry. I got plans to create motivational opera all over the world. It's something. If you know William Holler's voice, you know, you might have an idea where I'm coming from.
Right,
but if you go to YouTube and search William Holler's Milan Fashion Week, you will see an example of it. It's very powerful and dope. I got a therapy night that I'm creating, something nobody has ever done. And you tell me this, would you come to this? I want to know, would you come to this? If a man had an event where he had a live blues blend, something funky, something nice, something beautiful, nice set. And in that place, we got a team that set up a hat at the table and sticky notes and a pen where you write your blues down. You put the blues in the cup, you come to the stage, everybody know King Hollis, he doesn't write speeches, he freestyles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to get the band to play the tune, and I'm going to give them a speech. I'm going to read a sticky note, I'm going to give them a speech, and only the person that wrote the note is going to understand who I'm talking about, but it's going to inspire the entire crowd. Now that, my friend, is entertainment.
That's dope, man.
That's entertainment, cool. Therapy night, remember the name.
Right on. Remember the name. Do you think that everybody has greatness, William?
Everybody.
Yeah?
It all depends. You know what I'm saying? It was like people either bring the best out of you or the worst out of you. It's true, my friend.
Yeah.
If you surround yourself with beautiful souls, man, you're going to bring some beautiful shit to this world. If you surround yourself with evil spirits, you're going to bring some evil things to this world. And you got to understand it's all about what you feed yourself. What are you feeding yourself? Who are you feeding yourself with? Who are you eating with? You know, and energy is a big thing. I'm a big believer in energy. I'm like I said, I'm 31 years old. I made it on the Tom Blue show. Most people were shocked. They saw a young kid of my age on that show. everybody that wrote me wrote the same thing. I couldn't believe you. So, yeah, I can't believe. Yeah, I did it. It's because I tell people, don't just listen to me. You got to feel me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I promise you, I'm the man that did it. I did it without the major managers or major people, sponsors. I did it without any of that. So when I tell people, if you want to listen to somebody, listen to somebody. Yes, I make $50,000 every time I step on the stage. $25,000 virtual. I don't need anything from somebody. Everybody talking about the pandemic. You got to think about it. I don't see that.
Right.
That's not me, because Warren Buffett once said, if you master the art of communication, the world is yours.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to suffer in a pandemic. You know why? Because their product is not going to be able to be displayed, because you're going to have to close down. And when you have to close down, what do you have to use? Your mouth.
Yeah.
And they didn't learn how to communicate. And this is where the Best Gifts Come From the Bottom book comes into play. Go check it out. It's available in Walmart, Barnes and Noble, Target, and your local retailers all over the world.
Can we put a link? Can we put a link in the show notes too to drive people over there?
Absolutely.
To buy it.
It's also available in Hindi.
Right on. Make sure to go to the show notes. We're going to put a link to all the stuff so that you guys can go ahead and get that. So let's talk about, you know, kind of a little bit of a shift, and I wanted to cover this with you because I think that it's. You're a master at it, and I think that it's a tool, right? And in sales, it could be a very effective tool, and that's social media.
Yes.
Right. So, like you said, like you did it, like I don't want to say the hard way, because I mean I think that based on your life experiences, I'm sure you would agree that anything that happens to you in business will never compare.
Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. So when it came to building that brand, that personal brand, and you saw this, right? And you were like, okay, I know what I want to do. I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to help people. I want to remind people of their greatness.
Yes.
And now in the world that we live in today, you have all these channels of distribution. You can create your own content. You're your own editor, and you can publish it. Like, can you imagine doing this like in the 60s or 70s? You'd have to go into a recording studio. You'd have to, you know, all, you know, it would cost tons of money, right?
It's easy now.
So what would you say to those who are trying to build a personal brand about the value of social media? And do you have any tips for anybody that maybe is afraid of doing it on how they could get started?
Absolutely. It's all about collaboration. It's all about collaboration. You got to pick people that align with your faith and your views and what you represent. People that's higher than you. Don't hate on them, ladies and gentlemen. Respect them. Get with them. Learn something. Listening. Life is about listening, ladies and gentlemen. Find that great mentor. Find that great person that you can tap into his frequency, his brand, his fan base, and that you know you'll relate to. It's simple as this. Like me, I offer programs like a marketing boost where you get on my Instagram page and I put you in front of my 40,000+ people. I introduce, you see, a lot of things that a lot of coaches do wrong, they introduce their people as students. But I feel like if you're a businessman and you said, I would love your opinion on this. You as a businessman, if you pay a man to promote and work with him to grow your business, would you want him presenting you as a student or a business partner? Because if you made a transactional payment, you're a business partner. You're not a fucking student.
Right.
So when he introduces you to his fan base, he might have got all that money from you. And this is why they don't like King Hollywood. I put the facts on there. So when they introduce you to your fan base, their fan base don't give a shit about you. You're just a student. But if I introduce you on my live, like, hey, this is my business partner, a guy that I get advice from, a guy that I love, somebody that I look up to. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man.
That's how you put a person on. It's tricks to this.
Yeah.
It's tricks in it. So when I tell people, it's very important to who you collaborate with. And let me tell you something. If you can pay a man $5,000, $10,000, and that man don't call you on the phone, why the hell would you want to work with him?
Right. Yeah. Why even do business?
That's not even fucking respect. It's just a man thing of respect. And as a car salesman, them are real men. Those are are real men. These are real men. They look you in the eyes when they speak to you, and they respect you from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they deserve respect. Everybody deserves respect. But I'm not going to pay you $10,000, $15,000, and I can't even get a fucking phone call from you. You can't even talk to me on the phone. What the hell? You send me a fucking blast, email blast? Kiss my ass. Get my money back.
Love it, man. That's awesome. So let me ask you this question, dude. Like, and I know, I mean, this is, I'm going a totally different direction, but I want to, your mindset, dude, I want to like extract as much of it as possible. What do you fear at this point in the game? Like, what are William Hollis's fears? Right. I mean, now
I'm gonna be completely blunt. William Hollis fears nothing because he's the best in the world. I'm the best in the world in motivation. They don't want to give it to me yet, but I'm going to take it.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm the best in the world, man. I tell people the proof is in the pudding. I'm 31 years old, over 700 million views on YouTube. I mastered the art of communication. This is what I do. This is what I do. It's not on me. It's in me. I was born to do it. I never chose it. So I want you to understand the significance of what I'm saying when I say I'm the best in the world. What I'm telling you is, King, any given night, any given evening in a live venue, it's no speaker that'll give you goosebumps and make your soul tremble the way William King Hollis of this generation does right now, because every generation greatness comes on and greatness evolves. It gets better and better. And for me, I'm 31 years old in an industry that most people start when they 40s or they a millionaire and they this and they that. But I'm 31 years old from the projects of Pontiac, Michigan. Buried his mother to a heroin overdose, father career criminal. And now that young man has made history in Milan, has the number one football speech in the world, two albums that's charting and doing anything that he wants to. And guess what? He doesn't write these speeches. It's everlasting. So what I got to say to the industry is, get used to me, baby.
Right on, man. There you go. Yeah. All right. So we're getting close to that time. And I want to make sure that we can let folks know some of the projects that you're working on. So just a parting thought, more than a question, is for those people in the industry, at whatever level they are, it doesn't matter if they're managers or starting out or they've been doing this for 20 years. What's a piece of advice you could give somebody that to just keep them, striving for more, dude? Right? Because there's always room for more, right? There's always room for.
I'm gonna tell you this distinctive difference in the middle of your midst of your career. In the midst of your career, you're going to think you're doing something wrong. And I want to stop you right there. I promise you, you're not. By staying true to yourself and committed to what your common beliefs are, you will be successful. Nobody's going to listen until you present it. It's a quote that I say that the Most High leaves your gifts at the bottom of the stairs, but it's up to you to climb up those stairs and show the world your gift. It's up to you. Understanding that everything starts with you. Understanding that for your life to change, for your family life to change, for your car to change, your house to change, you must change first. You come before all of that. You start it and you finish it. The speaking industry is hard. I'm gonna tell you now, it's not a high percentage of individuals gonna make it in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody got a message to sell to somebody. Your story is special to somebody. Don't be afraid to use it. But don't jump into this industry thinking you're going to be Eric Thomas or Tony Robbins or all these major guys that, supposedly is, the best. And if those individuals out there that got a little growth, got a little momentum, that's climbing their way to the top, trying to get to this industry, trying to get to the place of belonging, you keep going. Wake up every day and look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am the best. I am the best. Because to be the best in this industry, you must believe it before it's in your hands. You must see it before it's in your sight, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take every drop of blood, mental capacity to make this thing happen. To set the world down and let them agree to allow you to speak to them. That's a special thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not easy to do.
Right.
Stay
on.
Stay true to yourself and speak your truth forever.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So tell us about you, where people can connect with you. What's in the works? You mentioned a couple projects. Where can we get all this stuff, man?
My projects is all on iTunes, man. William Hollis on YouTube. William Hollis, you can't miss me. Instagram is William King Hollis. Facebook is William Hollis. My website is kinghollis.co. kinghollis.co. I also have merch, but most importantly, anybody out there trying to master the art of communication and grow something with communication, go check out The Best Gifts Come From The Bottom, man. It's available in Target, Walmart, Barnes & Nobles, Books A Millions. It's available everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Go get that. It's a self-published independent book by me, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, make sure you guys go check that out. And I think you guys really enjoy it. Make sure you leave a review on Amazon too, man. I need Walmart and Barnes and Nobles to start ordering some books.
There you go. All right, man. So, dude, thank you so much for doing this. This is awesome. I really appreciate it. There is one question that I ask everybody that comes up on the show. So I got to ask it, but we're going to do it with a little twist, right? So the question is, where do you see the automotive industry headed in the next 5 years and why? But let's change that a little bit. Let's say, where do you see the motivation business headed in the next 5 years and why?
I see the motivation heading to concerts. I see performances of those speeches that people love on YouTube so much. Live shows with entertainment. I see billions of individuals standing up and speaking their truth and telling their stories. I believe motivation and inspiration is going to take complete control of the universe very soon, because it's putting people in the direction of manifestation. And like, it's something that people don't understand, and that's the power of the tongue. The kingdom is voice activated, as my spiritual father Les Brown tells me all the time. With it, you can change your life. Without it, you can lose it.
There it is. All right. Thanks again, man. Thank you so much for doing this. Excuse me. I really appreciate it. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Make sure, please check the show notes. If you're looking at this on the podcast app, or go to my YouTube page and go to the video description to get all the links. I don't know where you're hiding if you're not already connected with William, but make sure to check the stuff out. It's a lot of
check out the Tom stuff. Blue interview, man. Check it out.
That's for sure. There you go. Thank you again, man.
One more thing, man. Shout out to my sponsor, All World Communications, man. Much love. Shout out to All World Communications, man.
Right on. Right. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Thanks everybody for tuning in. That's all the time that we have for today. And as usual, we'll talk later.
We only host the well-respected. The vendor Lexus Nexus. We don't sell digital marketing.
What you do?
We inspect it with our DT vendor management solutions. We come in like the EPA to clear out the pollution.
Take the trash out.
Or keep your P&L clean. Your inventory loom.
Now more than ever, businesses need more efficient sales. That's why thousands of dealerships trust 4Eyes to help with things like automated inventory email updates and ensuring all of your leads get into the CRM. To try 4Eyes for free, visit 4Eyes.io/dealertalk. That's 4Eyes.io/dealertalk.